Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Joining me right now to talk about his campaign for Lieutenant Governor here in the state of Texas, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And Dan Patrick, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, Chad, I'm terrific. And thank you for having me on numerous times throughout this. And I know you had my opponent on as well and my other opponents back before the primary. So, but I appreciate you taking the time and allowing us to visit with your listeners. As I've shared with you before, your entire area supported us in the first round. We won your total area, and that was a surprise to a lot of folks. And I think being on your show, as well as all the grassroots we have in the neighborhood and working hard, made it possible. So we hope people get out. If they haven't voted for Dan Patrick, hopefully they'll go out today. Is it raining out there? It's raining here.
It's not raining right now, but we had about 6 inches of rain over the weekend, so we'll take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, well,
and then we want more rain.
Yes, we want as much as we can. The rain has now moved. Your 6 inches, as we had, I live in Cypress, Texas, which is northwest of Houston, about 20 miles, and out in Katy, which is about 25 miles west of Houston, we had 5 inches yesterday, so we've had a lot of rain. It's raining here, and so we don't want people to stay. We only want them to stay home, Chad, if they're voting for my opponent. but if, we want them to brave the rain and the weather to vote for me for sure today.
Well, let me ask you this. This has been a nasty race for Lieutenant Governor. There have been some articles written that it's really turned people off from voting. What is the real message that you want to get across to voters today about you, about your campaign, but also what you bring to the Lieutenant Governor's office?
Thanks, Chad. And let me say this. Look, I said this in every one of our 30 plus debates. I appreciate the Lieutenant Governor's public service. I just felt it was time after being in the Senate and watching closely what happened last session. I've been in the Senate since 2007. 16,000 vote conservative voting record, the top of any senator by all the report cards, and I just felt it was time for change. And I made a decision, Chad, early, that I would not run a personal attack negative campaign, and you haven't seen one from us. We've surely talked about issues and leadership and where he's on a, you know, on a issue where I am, and that's fair game, but it's been a one-sided, pretty nasty attack. And, you know, I've told folks, Chad, that I'm an unapologetic Christian first, conservative second, Republican third. And so now it's time to walk that talk. People are looking at me to see how I react to this barrage of $4 million of negative attacks. And you know, we forgive and move on. That's what we're supposed to do in life. And Ronald Reagan said, I don't have enemies, I have opponents. And when this is over today, and I believe we're going to win, we have to get our vote out, but I believe we're going to win. When this is all over, I would expect that the Lieutenant Governor will endorse us and say he will help us defeat the Democrats in the fall, as I would if I were on the other side of this. So it hasn't been a nasty campaign from us, and we've survived it. The message to your listeners, Chad, is that we are at a crossroads in Texas, Chad, where we can either continue to be a great economic engine and create jobs and be a beacon of liberty for people. That's why 1,200 people a day are moving here from everywhere in the country. Or we can be a poor, backward southern state with an uneducated populace, without water, with transportation debt up to our eyeballs and still no solutions, and an open border and high property taxes. And the reason I say we're at the crossroads, if you look at education quickly, Chad, we have a 40 to 50% dropout rate in our largest inner cities, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, El Paso. We can't survive, Chad, with a next population, adult population, which will be Hispanic majority, if half of those adults don't have a high school degree. I was chair of education this session. I kept out Common Core. We fought off C-Scope, and we started putting more focus on what I call blue-collar work. My dad was a blue-collar guy. I'm the first in my family to go to college, and there's nothing wrong with hard work. And we try to force everyone, Chad, into college. Everyone should have the opportunity if they want to go, but all of our 5 million students in school, that's how many we have, actually 5.7 when you count homeschoolers and private schools, not everyone needs a four-year degree and $100,000 in debt. So we have to prepare students for a job. If we make school relevant for college and work, I believe we can cut the dropout rate. I began that. I want to continue that. Secondly, there was a report this week this weekend, Chad, about how the U.S. Border Patrol is shifting manpower from Arizona, New Mexico, and California to Texas because, in their words, their commanders on the ground, U.S. Border Patrol, they're overwhelmed with people crossing the border. Right. I've been saying this since day one, Chad, of this race. Since day one, I said I will secure the border. I'll make it my highest priority. We will fund it. My opponent, again, I'm not being personally attacking here. I'm just pointing out the difference. He was Lieutenant Governor in 03. We didn't spend $1 on border security. He was Lieutenant Governor in 05, not $1 on border security. The 2007 budget, my first as a senator, there was no money for border security. And myself and two other senators put up quite a bit of a fuss over it, and we got some money in, but not enough. And we've only treated it as a token, a rounding error of our budget. It's going to be a priority with me, Chad. Right now we catch maybe 1 out of 5 who cross over. We need to catch 4 out of 5. It's a matter of public safety. So there's a big difference between us. And lastly, we must prioritize water. People who have the water under their land, it's their water, not anyone else's, and they have to have the opportunity and the free market to be able to sell it to cities. And it's really difficult right now for people in agriculture to be able to sell their water. We're going to streamline or eliminate that permitting process and go to the free markets and let them conserve and sell the cities to help part of the water problem. So we have big visions, big ideas. I've only missed 6 votes or 8 out of 16,000. I missed one day out of 650. The Lieutenant Governor was missing from the Senate about a third of the session last session. He just wasn't on the Senate floor. I'm there. I'm ready to work. And by the way, just close with this, Chad, is 7 senators are campaigning actively for me. None are campaigning for him. And when you've been Lieutenant Governor for 12 years and you can't get one senator to campaign for you, that says a lot. And we also have 29 conservative House members. He doesn't have one. 29 are campaigning for us, besides Dr. James Dobson from Focus of the Family, Ralph Reed from Christian Coalition, Tony Perkins from Family Research Council, Governor Mike Huckabee. We have and 90% of the Tea Party and conservative groups in the state. So we're ready. We're poised to win. And I need every one of your listeners right now, if they haven't voted, to vote for Dan Thacker.
Dan, I have a few more questions for you, but I've got to take a break. Can you stay on hold?
I can do about 5 minutes when we come back. I can.
Okay, great. We'll be right back with Dan Patrick. Dan, let me ask you about an article that came out yesterday. Paul Burka, Texas Monthly, wrote an article, and he was talking about your opponent, David Dewhurst, having much more in common with moderate Republicans than conservatives. You've obviously been talking about how you are the most conservative person in this race. Paul Burka would probably agree with that. Why does that matter in this race, in your opinion, and what would another term of lieutenant governor for David Dewhurst, what would that make the Senate look like? What would happen with the legislative session if he were reelected, in your opinion?
It's a great question, Chad. Let me give you a couple of quick differences very fast. One is I've been campaigning since last September that I will not appoint half the Democrats as chairman of committees. For people who don't know, the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate. The president of the Senate, the lieutenant governor, selects every committee chairman. We had 18 committees, too many. In my view, it costs taxpayers money. Secondly, he has appointed every session half of the Democrat senators to chairmanships. Very powerful. So you have a Senate where you have 19 or 20 Republicans, 11 or 12 Democrats, depending on the year, and we have great conservatives sitting on the sideline. I am not going to appoint half the Democrats to committee chairman. Could it be one or two? Maybe. Could it be none? But I'm not going to do that. That's one change, and he has not backed off from that during the campaign. Number two, it's important because right now, Chad, and we don't have a chairman of the Finance Committee. Our chairman resigned from the Senate, took another job at the University of Texas A&M, rather, last October. The Finance Committee, Chad, is the most important committee we have. It's the only bill we actually have to pass is the budget. We should have already had hearings starting 2 months ago. I've been on Finance 2 years, as has Senator Bob Duncan, for example. We began working on the finance package almost a year in advance. Here we are in May, almost June. Excuse my phone is buzzing. Almost June, and we haven't had one hearing. And you know why? We don't have a chairman. And I believe it's because the Lieutenant Governor is not paying attention to his job. He should have named an interim chairman. Number two is, I think he wants to name a moderate to that chairmanship and knows he can't do it during a primary because it would definitely cost him the election. So there's a big difference. I will appoint a rock-solid conservative to be chairman of finance to shape our budget. I will not appoint half the Democrats to be chairman. And he has said, we have to be able to work with the other side. Well, I agree with that. We have to do things when we can with the other side. But the bottom line, Chad, is we can't let them have power. We are a conservative state. I would argue the most conservative state in the country, which makes us the most conservative body in the world. And we shouldn't have conservative voters elect moderate leaders who then give power to the Democrats. I chaired education last session. I passed virtually every bill out of education with no opposition. And we had three Democrats on that committee and six Republicans. I passed our bills out of the Senate to fight C-SCOPE, keep Common Core out, to put more focus on career, what I talked about in the last segment. And the Democrats all voted for my bill. So I know how to get their support without giving them power. We work too hard to elect conservative Republicans and Tea Party believers to turn it over to moderate Democrats. And so that's the big difference of how we will lead. There would have never been a filibuster last session with Wendy Davis had I been, and quite frankly, had almost any other Republican been lieutenant governor.
Dan Patrick, appreciate your time today. Wish you the best of luck out there. We'll visit with you after the election.
Thank you, Chad. DanPatrick.org for any more information. And if folks will go to vote for Dan Patrick today, we sure appreciate it. God bless, Chad, and thank you again for you've been a very fair arbiter throughout this entire process. And I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Dan Patrick, thank you very much. Bye. It's Dan Patrick, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. We have one more break that we have to take. Let's hit that now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour. Your phone calls as well.